Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island, to Los Angeles, California, simulcasting at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and on Global Shortwave, WWCR, at 94.75 during the day, 32.10 at night. Okay, this is a quick little five-minute segment. We won't get into the real meat of this till the next segment. This morning I got up getting ready for the show, and there's this email that Declan McCullough forwarded to me. We've had him on the show many times. Great technology writer. RFID industry tries to debunk exploding $20 bill, and he puts out their press release, which I think, you know, the press release asks some good questions and makes some good points about how they put a tag in there, and it did pop and explode in two seconds, which is what we found. And governments have talked about putting these in the money. This is going on. Are they in there yet? All I know is we got this email, this story. I went and tested it in one microwave. Didn't happen. Put it in another one, more high power. It did pop. I turned it off. I didn't want to have a fire on my hands. We put euros in a microwave. They popped in the exact same spot. And the EU said they're going to do it. Are they already doing it? Do some of the new 20s have it? Do all the new 20s have it? Or is it in none of them? Maybe suddenly cotton in the center of a bill pops like a firecracker when you put it in a microwave. But joining us is Bert Moore, and he's a consultant, I guess a spokesperson, obviously, for AIM Global. And Bert, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity to be here.
You bet. Tell us about AIM Global, and tell us about your whole take on this.
Well, AIM Global is the International Association for the Providers of AIDC Technology, which includes barcode and radio frequency identification. And I was actually the one that did the testing and wrote the news release. And basically...
So you're probably an engineer then?
Well, no, I'm actually just applying a little bit of common sense here.
You didn't have one of your engineers do the test?
No.
Why not? I bet you got a lot of them.
Well, actually, we do have a lot of engineers in the member companies. The idea was to replicate what anyone could do at home. And so, since most of the people out there are not engineers, what better than to just take a $20 bill, throw it in the microwave, and see if it explodes?
Did you take a new $20 bill or an old one?
A new one, of course.
Okay, good.
And, matter of fact, the news release did have some JPEGs attached to it, which I'm not sure you got.
No, I didn't, but now we've got them. Thanks. That answers the question.
Okay, yeah. And
I just learned of this right before I went on air.
I'm sorry?
I just got your press release before I went on air.
Ah, okay. And you can see that, I didn't put in a JPEG of an undamaged 20 because there's no way to prove that that was microwave. But I did take a little laundry tag, the kind that are used by commercial laundries, have a very short range, maybe 18 inches optimally, put it on top of the 20 after having microwaved the 20 for a minute. Nothing happened. It got a little warm, but that was the whole bill.
I'm going to post video of them catching on fire.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me go to a website here.
So you're going to your data. Well, we're about to break here in a second, so we'll have plenty of time. We appreciate you, Mr. Moore, coming on in such short notice. So you conducted the test yourself?
Yes, I did. I was just going to go to your website.
Okay.
I put the little laundry tag on there, and within 2 seconds, I should have turned out the lights and invited people over because it was spectacular.
Yeah, that's what we've been getting, yeah.
But... The bill.
Hey, isn't it funny that what we described is exactly what you got with the tag?
Yeah, except it didn't happen with the bill, but of course it'll happen with a tag because it has a conductive antenna.
But we had no idea.
An RFID tag has an antenna, has to have an antenna if you're going to communicate. Otherwise, it would be like having the most powerful Pentium chip in the world, but not having it connected to a computer.
No, I understand. Well, stay there, sir. We've got a quick little break coming up. We'll come right back to you, Mr. Moore. We're honored to have you. Appreciate you coming on. And we got some other folks we'll talk to, too. Stay with us.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. And then, of course, a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., 9 hours a day. Great chance for your station to pick up more of the show if you're not picking up, if your listeners want more of it. As we gain more and more affiliates, it's wonderful. Just a program note before we go back to Burton Moore, a spokesman and a consultant for AIM Global, a big RFID and barcode, sales company. But before we do that, again, I'm seen as a conservative, pro-Second Amendment, pro-border, anti-UN, but I'm honored to be invited to speak, and I really was invited a month ago. I should talk more about this. This Saturday at Crawford, Texas, at a huge anti-war rally, and I'm the speaker after Ralph Nader. Yes, that's right. I'm invited. And I've been on Free Speech TV nationally. I mean, I appreciate this new wave of what you'd call the left. A lot of them are pro-gun. A lot of them are anti-New World Order, anti-open borders, anti-so-called free trade. So a lot of people waking up. There'll be conservatives, liberals, libertarians there. Crawford, Texas, this Saturday. I speak at like 7 o'clock at night after Ralph Nader there at the park in downtown Crawford. So you definitely want to come out for that. Be like Mel Gibson, a real conservative. Be like Congressman Ron Paul, real conservative, who's against this war and speaking out against it. If you're a real conservative, not a neocon, come on out. Then I'll be speaking Sunday to the Distinguished Speaker Series for the Libertarians in the big hall at UT. They've had folks like Harry Brown in to speak and senators and everybody else. Again, I'm honored to be speaking at that event. That's coming up this weekend here in Central Texas. Going back to Burt Moore, And again, this is the whole exploding $20 bill story we put out 3 weeks ago that became the biggest story on the internet for one day, which we've never done before. I thought it was just a minor story. Hey, look at this. And it just exploded after being on the net about 4 or 5 days, less than a week. I was talking to Burt Moore during the break. They tested a new 20 there at their offices, and they're an RFID company again, and it got hot but didn't turn brown, didn't pop, didn't explode. They did put an RFID in then, and it did indeed do what we saw happen with Euros, with 20s. Some microwaves doesn't happen for some reason. Some new 20s doesn't happen. Some of them it does. And I said, you know, is there some metal in there? Is it some other security feature? We don't know. And so perhaps we should expand on that. And he said, well, maybe it's magnetic ink. And that rung a bell during the break. I remember hearing them say, we got to find the, it was a Wired news story a year ago, that the new 20s had magnetic security ink in them. I remember that. Could that be it? I just want the truth here. Let's go back to Burt Moore. Then we'll bring Catherine Albrecht up to have a discussion with him from SpyChips.com. Burt Moore, I mean, what do you think's going on here?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know. But I'd like to quickly clarify, AIM Global is a trade association, and our member companies are the ones that are manufacturers and integrators.
Okay, because well, we got into that earlier, and you said you had a bunch of people you represented. So you guys are you guys hooked in with the big RFID website that's kind of the industry mouthpiece?
Yeah, the RFID.org.
Yeah.
That is the AIM Global website.
Oh, ah, yes.
Okay. And by the way, I edit their electronic newsletter that you can sign up for free through that website.
Okay.
And, you know, and I did suggest that perhaps there is an unfortunate concentration of magnetic ink in there as an anti-counterfeiting measure. The magnetic ink is would be anti-counterfeiting because it's very difficult to get the right stuff to make it just as it is the right paper, but counterfeiters seem to be getting more and more creative as time.
Now, sir, in your press release, did you write this press release?
Yes, I did.
I mean, it gets the flavor of, oh, this is wild, this is unsubstantiated, this is whatever. And, I mean, certainly you've heard about Japan, the EU, saying they're going to do this. I've got the articles. We can post them. We have.
Oh, I have an article on it myself.
Okay, so, I mean, somebody puts a 20 in and it explodes, or, you know, catches on fire and pops. We do it. It happens in some microwaves. And we're saying, you know, exploding RFID. Maybe it is the magnetic ink. But, I mean, certainly we're normal to be concerned about this, aren't we?
Well, the kind of RF that you could put in there, I mean, the simple way to test, hold it up to a really bright light, see if you can find a chip or an antenna or something that could technically broadcast.
Well, there is the strip in there. There is the magnetic strip.
That's not magnetic. That's holographic.
No, I've got the Federal Reserve statements on that. They said they could even use it to devalue money you don't keep in the bank. They could scan it.
Okay. Yeah, but magnetic does not transmit. The concern...
What I'm saying is they read that. A reader scans it.
By contact, yes.
Okay, but, I mean, that's official Federal Reserve. Let's bring Catherine Albrecht up from, of course, NoCards.org, exposing that, and SpyChips.com. Done incredible work. I'm sure you're familiar with Catherine Albrecht,
oh, yeah.
Bert.
We've spoken before.
Catherine, you're on with Burt Moore. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hey, Burt. Well, yeah, I have to say, I think the bigger question here is really one of is it appropriate to be putting RFID tags in currency? And that's really the question I would ask AIM. That's the question I would ask really any of these companies, Hitachi, Texas Instruments, a lot of the companies that are talking about these types of applications for RFID. I actually haven't ever seen a statement from AIM Global on the appropriateness or non-appropriateness of putting RFID tags into currency. So I'd actually like to get Bert's thoughts on that. Do you think it would be an appropriate thing to do?
It depends on the purpose of it. If the purpose is to be a near-contact read to spot counterfeits, and what the EU is talking about is tracking organized crime, because they're only going to tag very, very large denomination bills, 500 euros, I believe, is the one.
Now, that's how it always starts.
But if it's a near-contact read, in other words, simply to spot counterfeits, I think there's technologies that are better than RFID.
But that can scan the history of the money and then create a history of the money. The Federal Reserve's even talked about that 6 years ago.
If you you're not going to put a history of the money on the money, no. You could theoretically put the serial number on there, yes?
Yeah, and then track it and link it to the history of the individual where it first originated, scan at the ATM or bank when you get it.
That's if you manage to scan it at every single transaction.
Well, Total Information Awareness Network, last year, Poindexter, before he got fired over it, said they want to track every purchase, have omnipresent knowledge, know everything we're doing. That was in the news.
I personally can't agree with that, and I'm sure that I cannot make a policy statement for all of our member companies, but I don't think that that's what they're looking at.
If you're not an engineer, and I mean this in a friendly way, because I'm not either, and I came out with this and was asking the questions. How can you test it and then determine that there's not an RFID in it?
Well, again, I replicated what was reported. I put it in a microwave and it didn't explode.
I think that's fair. Did you try multiple microwaves?
No, I did not, and I shall. I shall see if I can find a good industrial. As a matter of fact, I know where I can get a good industrial quality microwave.
Okay, well, that's good. I'd like to see what happens.
Yeah, so would I.
Now, Catherine,
I think this debate needs to come down to two central and critical key questions. And one of them is it or is it not appropriate to tag cash with RFID? And then the second question is, why is it that we, as citizens of a democratic nation, are reduced to having to put money into a microwave to determine whether or not it could potentially be used to track us? And that, to me, seems like the much bigger question, and it addresses a much more fundamental issue that's happening in our country right now, and it's also happening over the RFID industry, and we're seeing the two converge here. The RFID industry has a year-long history, and actually I can pull up documents and demonstrate a three-year-long history, of essentially pulling the wool over people's eyes and engaging in a lot of secretive and some would say deceptive practices involving consumers who did not know that they were being used as guinea pigs for RFID technology. The broader issue here is now, if to the extent that RFID is being viewed by governments around the world and potentially here in the United States as a way to keep closer track on the citizenry, the fact that we would automatically assume that we would not be told that, I think, is worrisome. And, you know, why do we not have a representative from the Federal Reserve who is addressing these fears and concerns right up front? Why is the European Central Bank, in response to very legitimate questions from reporters, answering that they will not discuss security features of currency with the public? Though that, to me, seems to be the broader question. We should not be have to be burning up $20 bills left and right to get answers to these questions.
Well, my webmaster, his brother had them from visiting France, stuck them in the microwave, and in about 3 seconds, pop, boom, catch on fire. I mean, and we've got the EU saying they're planning to do it, so I don't, I mean, could this be some type of beta testing, Burt Moore, by the Federal Reserve, by the EU, that they haven't announced in some of the bills, and that's why some of them do it and some don't?
Let me go back and answer one of Catherine's points. I think the point is not, I agree with the point, should we be concerned about the government tagging? Let's leave the technology aside, because as you point out, we could use magnetic stripe, we could use a variety of things. So let's take RFID out of the equation and say, should we be tagging at all? That is a very legitimate question, and I am going to leave that to the policymakers to explain. As you know, Catherine brings up some good points. Why are people not responding? As far as I say, we're not going to comment on security features. To an extent, that's true, because you know, if you're going to be a counterfeiter, wouldn't it be nice to be able to log on to the European Bank website and find out all the security features that you have to counterfeit? But should we be concerned? Should we be concerned that we have to be concerned about this? Yes.
Yeah, and Bert, I think the bigger question, though, is absolutely, and I would support a government saying, well, you know, we're not going to publish the specs of our hologram on our website so you can download it and replicate it at home. I think it's a very different question, though, and one that goes far beyond authentication and counterfeiting.
They should explain their plan to us.
If cash becomes trackable and loses its fundamental feature in today's financial world, and that is the fact that cash is the only remaining payment method left to us that is anonymous. And I am sure that the powers that be, that you know, the Admiral Poindexters and the other folks who would like to institute these total information awareness programs, would love to eliminate the anonymity of cash.
Well, they said they want to do that. We've got a break. Both of you stay there. Honored to have you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies,
asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
We are posting detailed exposés and analysis with mainstream media reports on our RFID Exploding 20 story. Could it be the magnetic ink that they admit is on these bills? It could be. Our government saying they want to do this? Yes, they are. Is this a serious situation we need to get to the bottom of? Yes. And I think that both of our guests have a lot of great points to make, and we appreciate Bert Moore coming on the show and Catherine Albrecht. And you can go to the AIM Global website at aimglobal.org or RFID.org, kind of the mouthpiece for the RFID industry. And I think where RFID is going is is scary with government involvement and its Big Brother. Do I think that, you know, it wouldn't have some applications? Do I think, you know, that inherently it's evil? Well, no, I don't think guns are inherently evil, but people could misuse them. Are cars evil? No, but someone, a drunk driver, could use one. And that's what we need to have as a debate and labeling if RFID is on stuff, and it shouldn't be forced onto the industries and kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it, collusion by some elements of industry onto the manufacturers. What do you say to that, Bert Moore? Then we'll get a comment from Catherine Albrecht.
Well, basically, I agree. The EPC Global, which is the organization that is commercializing EPC for the supply chain, is developing a logo to be placed on all items that have RFID tags on them. AIM Global is also working on a generic label to indicate that there is the presence of an RFID tag.
Will it also state what that tag capabilities are and how to remove it or deactivate it?
I cannot speak for EPC Global. The recommendations that have been already proposed are that the tag should be visible, should be identified, and should be either removable or deactivated.
Because if I've got one article, I've got 1,000 where they were saying 5 years ago, 3 years ago, that it was going to be woven into clothes.
That's somewhere in the future you might be able to do that.
Why didn't you just cut the hole in my clothes? Catherine Holbrook, comments to what he's saying, and then I've got a business owner. I remember when this came out last year, and I'm trying to find it, but the business owner has it, where they told business owners about what's in the new 20. But Catherine, comments to what he just said.
Well, this idea of coming up with a logo is a fascinating one, and I think in part it's in response to some legislation that's recently been proposed in three states, California, Utah, and Missouri, all three of which are looking to move forward with legislation that actually Castian had authored, called the RFID Right to Know Act of 2003. Both the Utah and Missouri legislation were patterned after our sample legislation.
And I remember there was some resistance. There was some resistance at first from these guys.
Yes, there was. And it's interesting because up in Utah, they actually got an amendment to the bill passed through the House of Representatives in the state of Utah. This was industry lobbyists. I'm not sure if AIM Global sent someone there or not, Bert. Maybe you can answer that. But essentially what the lobbyists wanted was they said, well, we don't want to have to post, you know, your language for what RFID is. We want to have the option of putting a logo on there instead. And what's so fascinating about this was that back last summer when we uncovered all those confidential documents from the industry consortium that has been working on this RFID, you know, the things that talked about people being apathetic and bringing people into their inner circle and co-opting people. It's really
we'll make them submit. Yeah, 78% don't like it, but yeah, we just,
that's,
you know.
It. In amongst those documents were some public relations strategy documents that talked about using a logo as a way to get consumers to accept this. And one of the things they talked about, and I think you'll feel equally disgusted by it as me, was actually calling it a green tag and talking about it's better for the environment, it's more efficient, it's more friendly, it's all these wonderful things. And, you know, I can't wait to see the logo that they come up with, but I half imagine sort of a daisy with a little rainbow over it or something. So,
we've got some callers that want to address this. I know you're both busy. Can you do maybe 5 more minutes on the other side, Bert, so you can respond to what she just said and so we can take a call or two?
Sure thing.
Catherine, is that cool with you?
That's great.
Okay, we got a break here in a moment. Do you want to go ahead in the minute we've got before we break and respond to what she just said?
AIM did not send a lobbyist. AIM is drafting a policy statement that does say that our personal information should never be associated with a tag on the tag. What happens in a database, we can't control. But we're going to be drafting an official policy statement along the lines of the legislation that you proposed, because a lot of that stuff is perfectly good common sense.
But, Bert, my question is, why wasn't that done beforehand when the industry was trying to, you know, make this universal?
Well, you have to realize that this has not been moving forward under one stewardship. A lot of the stuff that was uncovered came out of the Auto ID Center at MIT. And a lot of things that were done there were done, I think, in an...
Go ahead, sir. His line dropped when he talked about MIT. We'll get him back on the line.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live. Got a lot of callers here. Do a few more minutes on this RFID and let our guests go and continue with your calls on any issue you'd like to discuss and a bunch of other news. Danny in Tennessee says he's a restaurant owner and got information on what's, you know, the security features in the new 20. I remember this came out last year, and I didn't have time to dig it up before I came to the studio. Danny, you got info from the U.S. government on the security features in the new 20. What did that pamphlet that you still have say?
I got it about a year ago, and of course it was a little thing selling the new 20s, and I believe it was from the Department of the Treasury. And I posted up on my, I've got a bulletin board in the back that I post New World Order info for my employees to keep them aware of what's going on. And when that very first came out, I said, well, you know, this is probably the RFID tag they're putting in here. So I started popping them in my microwave oven, and of course several of them popped. And it talks about, I can't remember exactly what it says. I don't have it in front of me. I'm not at work right now. But it talks about the magnetic strips and all the new security features and everything in it. But
from memory, it said magnetic ink. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. I do remember it talking about a magnetic strip or something in it. And when I saw that, you know, my take on the whole thing is they're setting this up for when they go cashless. That if there's any kind of underground economy with money, that they'll be able to track that money. But I'd be glad to mail you the pamphlet. I don't need any more.
And I'd like to have somebody else do the test, not just us. Why don't you hook a video camera up and do it again?
I don't have a video camera.
I bet one of our employees does.
Yeah, I'll check and see if one of them does, and I'll email you the clip. But I've done it several times in my microwave.
Yeah, and say, hey, you know, wave the camera. This is Danny in Tennessee. Turn the camera towards the microwave and go, doot, 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 doot.
And what's funny is I took a couple of the bills to the bank in my deposit, and the bank lady asked me about it, and she said, oh, I've gotten a lot of these lately. She said, I don't understand what's going on with these bills. And I said, well, this is just one I got from a customer. I said, people are microwaving them and popping the chips in them. But,
and so she said she was getting bills that had popped.
Yeah, I guess, you know, a lot of people listen to your show and then seen it on the Internet. And
what did the bills do?
The country.
I mean, what happened when you...
In my microwave, I've done it in my commercial microwave at work, and I've done it at home. The commercial microwave, it basically just pops instantly, and it'll catch on fire a little bit, and I've got to shut the microwave off real quick, wave the bill off, get the fire to go out. And then in my microwave at home, it takes a few more seconds.
Well, I really got to say, I recommend you don't do that, and I recommend others don't do it, because it's, again, we didn't do this up front. We got sent the information from people who were in a store, had just gotten a bunch of 20s, and it was making the security system go off, they said. So then they said, my goodness, what's in this, and tested it, and it did happen. And again, we've tested it, so has the RFID consortium group we've got on. It didn't happen for them, didn't happen for me in a small microwave, did happen in a big microwave. Do you have any comments, Burt Moore from AIM Global, the big, I guess, RFID promotional PR firm? Is that a good term to...
We are a trade association.
Okay, a trade association. Burt, what do you have to say to the gentleman in Tennessee?
Boy, I'd love to see a copy of that as well, and I'd love to see the video.
So what are you going to do when a bunch of video services with different people going, I'm Billy from Kansas, I'm Jimmy from Texas, I'm Jeanette from New York, and here's the video. I mean, what's going to happen if all this gets brought forward?
Well, I think the government is going to have to explain what's going on. This is not a conspiracy of the RFID community. Basically the technology is I don't believe is extremely well suited for paper. Simply because there's a chip, it makes a bump. You have to have an antenna. If you're going to track money, do it with an RFID. Do it with a magnetic stripe.
Can I jump in here?
Oh, sure, Catherine. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, you know, there's actually, if you do a search for RFID and paper authentication or paper counterfeiting, just in Google, you will come back with a whole bunch of companies that have come out with other alternatives because
they call it smart paper. They call it smart paper.
Yeah, well, as Burt points out, a chip-based RFID tag, which has the traditional chip in the antenna, I guess if you can call something this new traditional, that probably would not be the best application.
But the antenna can lay down sideways and be in the paper, be in the...
Well, sure it could, but I'm actually agreeing with Burt in that probably wouldn't be your best way to do it. It wouldn't be the cheapest way to do it. But there are other methods out there that essentially use radio frequency identification.
Yeah, I've seen that about putting it in the paper.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, you know, I would ask Burt and perhaps the folks at AIM Global and maybe some engineers out there in the RFID community, you know, what are some of the other paper tagging technologies that may be more efficient or more appropriate for tagging something like currency? Because I'm with you. I think the cost and the payoff would probably be way out of whack in terms of doing this on paper currency today using that technology. But what about, you know, there's a company out there called Incode, Inkode, which I would encourage listeners, you know, just take a look at what they're up to. They've come up with ways of making paper remotely trackable with RFID, putting unique serial numbers on them without even using RFID chips.
We've got to get that article posted.
Yeah, that Incode is not really RFID. It does use sort of a magnetic signature. Basically, you disperse little magnetic particles across any surface, and it creates a unique magnetic surface or signature when you hit it with energy. It's not a transmitting one. It really is much more magnetic.
Now, I remember they said they put magnetic ink in some of it. If you look at the new 20s, there's, you know, it's a shiny crystalline looking heavier ink. That could be what is doing this.
Well, there is a color-changing ink. that you will see in the denomination in the lower right-hand corner, maybe elsewhere, and that if you tilt it to the light, it'll go from sort of gold to green and back and forth. I'm not sure if that is...
Well, that's not the area that's...
That's not the area that's been affected.
It's crisping, yes.
You know, it's... I agree with Catherine. It's perhaps time for the Treasury to make some statement.
Maybe if you put that on your website, it will, because I think we're asking reasonable questions here. I mean, we could be wrong about it being RFID, but I think, you know, I don't want to, have this all be some, you know, nasty argument. I think we need to get to the bottom of it.
I would agree with that, and I am, as we speak, I'm writing an article for the next e-newsletter on this, and I think that's a perfectly reasonable question. Although, I think perhaps the question that has to also be asked is how effective tracking of individual bills is going to be. Let's say I get a new 20 from the bank. I give it to Catherine. Catherine gives it to you. You spend it at a convenience store. Assuming that the convenience store then reads that or it's read at the bank, I don't see a trail there.
Well, let me posit a worrisome concern here. There's been some recent articles, I'm thinking of one that came out on WorldNet Daily recently, that there's a push to move us away from income tax towards national sales tax. And actually, trackable currency would be a perfect enforcement tool for a national sales tax, because what that would mean is, you know, Bert, I couldn't go over to your yard sale and buy the sailboat out of your backyard for $500 cash and skip paying the... you know, what will probably be 20, 30, 40% sales tax on that. Because somehow that cash that now, at that point, you would then have my $500 and go and try to spend it at Walmart, and it wouldn't match up with you. So I think long term, and we're not talking, you know, next year. we're definitely talking way in a technological future here. But certainly if we move from a federal income tax to a national or even potentially a global sales tax, at that point then having cash be traceable would be almost essential to verifying that the proper tax had been paid on each transaction. So yes, and clearly I absolutely agree with you. The infrastructure to put that into place certainly doesn't exist now, but I don't think it's that unreasonable. Most of the point of sale cash registers today, you know, people just think of the cash registers of their childhood. These have become very sophisticated computer terminals that are hooked up to databases and hooked up to the internet, and essentially they have more computing power probably than the computer on your desk at home. So it's not far-fetched or unreasonable to think that a system could be put into place to actually track the numbers on cash. And the reason why, Bert, that probably the government would be interested in whether you gave me a 20 is, why did you give me the 20? Was it in exchange for, you know, marijuana? Was it in exchange for, you know, that's the kind of question that the government actually wants to get to the bottom of, which is the whole justification for making cash trackable in the first place, is to eliminate things like a black market economy, drug deals, and the like. So at that
well,
point,
I agree with you about the whole national sales tax thing. That's the fake neocon move, and we're going to keep the income tax as a, quote, Social Security payment system and then bring in the sales tax that also brings federal control into all businesses, and they've said they need trackable cash for that. Do you have any comments,
Bert? It's a terrible idea. I mean, I'm absolutely opposed to this idea of national sales tax.
Can you still hear me, Alan?
We didn't already have enough scrutiny on our purchases as it is today.
Bert, you had a comment?
Well, I was just going to say that if you are want to be part of an underground economy, then you just, you know, as soon as it removes once from the source, then it's untrackable. Yeah, they can come and say, where'd you get this? And I said, gee, it's a $20 bill. I don't know where I got it. They can't track it. I give it to Catherine, she gives it to you, they come to you. You have no idea where it came from. It could have been involved in an illegal drug deal for handling to go, and you are absolutely not connected to it. It would be very hard for the government to prove that.
I think
the national sales
tax. Can
you
still hear me, Alex?
I'm kind of not going to comment on that.
Okay, that's the caller. That's why I was confused. Yeah, Danny, thanks for the call. I meant to let you go. I kept hearing somebody go, can you hear me, Alex? And it was Danny who'd been holding.
Okay.
Go ahead and finish up, sir. Bert, go ahead.
Oh, again, I just, national sales tax, perhaps... Is it more equitable? Because if I go out and I buy a $50 million yacht, maybe I should be paying more for the government than somebody who goes out and buys baby food. As a concept, I don't know if I disagree. As far as the government tracking every single bill, I'm not sure that's a wonderful idea. I'm not sure I'm in favor of it. I'm not sure they would ever be able to actually do anything useful with all that data. So I'm going to kind of back out of that one. You still there?
All right. Catherine, comments to that?
Well, yeah, I just, I think the broader question we need to be asking at every turn on this is what pieces are we putting into place and how could they be used in the future? And that's really what I've been trying to do from the get-go and encourage the RFID industry to do the same thing, because most of these folks, and you know, I mean, let's be honest here, most people who are members of AIM Global, most of the companies and most of the folks working for the company that is this industry consortium, you know, they don't have evil designs. They're not looking to spy on Americans. They're not looking to, you know, spy on put a chip in your shoe and spy on you as you walk around. I think the thing that potentially, though, Bert, makes your member organization somewhat dangerous to the rest of us is that they perhaps don't recognize these longer-term concerns.
Yeah, it's building the infrastructure. Industry's being sold at big companies like Walmart and the Defense Department are saying, got to have it if you're going to sell to us. And then the feds are dancing around saying they want to use it for control. This is the issue. Listen, Catherine Albrecht and, of course, Bert Moore, I appreciate both of you coming on the show. And check out Catherine's powerful website full of key information. Go to spychips.com or to go to the trade organization, RFID.org. Thank you both for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care. Very informative, and we'll get to the bottom of what's going on. Let's talk to callers now. I've been holding forever. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say Catherine did a very good job informing the people, and we thank her so much. I really feel if you don't protest it now, you won't get to later. My question was, and it's kind of important about the Masonic Order, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but there was one man that was in the paper, I think he was about 76 years old.
Yeah, and he blew the guy's head off in Long Island last Monday.
Yeah, right. Well, what kind of initiation is this? I haven't heard of them using the gun before. I know they use the cable toe and things like that, but I've never heard of them using a gun.
Oh, yeah, that's very popular in some of the higher-level initiations. For those who don't know, by the way, we found other articles where other Masonic organizations, the Klan and other Mason groups, had accidentally shot people in the head, too, and it's always found to be an accident within an hour and a half by the police, of course, who tend to be Masons.
Uh-huh.
But it's just a very loving organization. Guillotines, coffins, skulls, a bunch of other scary stuff, you know, hungry rats in cages, kind of 1984 style torture stuff. And that was, by the way, all over the major New York papers last week. And this is what happens. This is the Christian love of the secret group that wants to take digital photos of all your children and put them in federal databases with their new CHIPS program. And, you know, imagine if I started a group or you started a group where it was known we had guillotines and shotguns by people's heads to scare them and, quote, get them into a scared state. And, you know, there'd be police raids on it as a cult. But this is all kind of grandfathered in, and the establishment are members. And lower-level Masons don't even know what's going on. Same type of stuff goes on at Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. I mean, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Yeah, people are really interested in that, and they should be. We've got a huge area on the Masons and the occult that we put together last week for the website for the Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove expose added on Coast to Coast AM. Frank in West Virginia. Frank, go ahead.
Hi. Two points I wanted to make. First of all, one issue that has not been covered. I did an experiment similar to the one you mentioned a long time ago, reported on the Power Hour. One was with a dry dollar bill which had the magnetic strip in it. Of course, it did the same as what you encountered with the metallic ink in the center of the face. Next was with water, and it heated up, did not do any scorching or anything else. But what I was concerned about was the strip along the side, about a third, a quarter of the way across the 20, 50, 100.
That magnetic strip, you know, that can be tracked.
That's what I was trying to see if it would deactivate. I saw no observable evidence that anything had occurred, whether it be in water or on high power for a long period of time or dry without it. Now, if that were to deactivate, I would at least think that it would shrivel up or do some other type of change. I could not prove whether or not that was deactivated. Now, one more thing is, that's the only thing we know that is actually a type of RFID or at least a magnetic strip. I think that is similar probably to a magnetic strip regular tape, whether it be VHS.
It is a magnetic strip.
Now, the other thing I wanted to point out is we're trying to see ways of defeating this. Let's keep in mind that the only ones that have to benefit from this are the government, which is inherently evil, wanting power and control over all of us.
It's totally un-American. Thanks for the call. And they say there's billions of dollars in counterfeiting each year. Big deal. That's nothing in the aggregate. Does nothing. Made the dollar the world reserve currency because people were counterfeiting it. Now, thanks to these new measures, the dollar's dying. That's part of it. Because now they can't counterfeit it and make it the world reserve currency. So it's, and no, I'm not saying counterfeiting's good. My point is that that's their excuse. It's about the cashless society control grid, as Catherine Albrecht said. And for these industries, it's just about making money. The government loves it and is pushing it and trying to make people adopt it because they like it for Big Brother.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We had the RFID PR guy on. He's a nice guy. Answered our questions. Burt Moore and Catherine Albrecht, of course, is great. But this is the debate we need to be having about this. And again, I never expected that RFID story to, I just was like, interesting posting. We didn't even write the article. Sent to us by a good guy, Henry McCall, by some of his readers. who saw this happen, and indeed, in some cases, it does happen. In some cases, about half the time, it doesn't. So whatever's in the money is only in some of it. And again, I do not recommend you all run out and stick your $20 bills in the microwave, because it could be dangerous. But my webmaster in England's brother took photos of it. He stuck his euros in there, and the EU says they're going to be doing this. And they did pop instantly in just a couple seconds. So something's going on there. Something's happening with this. And it became the biggest story on the Internet for a day, as I said. Just amazing. But be interesting to see what the RFID trade group now has to say. They said they're going to put something else out on this. Is it the magnetic ink on it? The fact is that these surveillance chips are going in, and it is a serious issue, and governments are saying they're going to put it in the money. Now, I know we got a lot of phone calls. The third hour is coming up. I'll go directly to Tim and Roger and Steve and others as soon as the third hour starts here in about 4 minutes and 10 seconds from now. Let me take a few minutes out, though, to encourage every single one of you to support this broadcast and what we're doing. We can expand and reach more people and make more films and do a better job and buy more servers to add more video and audio to the websites if you support us. Plus, these are great videos that are waking up 90% of those that see them. I've made 10 films. America, Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State Do the Takeover, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror Exposed, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. They're all over 2 hours long. Some are 2 hours, 44 minutes long, 2.5 hours long, 2 hours, 5 minutes long. Jam-packed, fast-moving, $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more. Stop procrastinating. Order the videos today. Get them. Make copies of them. Copyright-free for nonprofit educational purposes if you don't sell them. Get them. Show them to your VFW hall. Show them to your church. Get the word out. Expose the full magnitude of the New World Order. These are incredible videos. If you're just going to order one of them, I'd say, I don't know, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. I can't pick which video is the best, the most informative. Maybe for first-timers, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. And then it kind of looks like Discovery Channel or something the way it's done. If you want high-brow, super overload information, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. You can also, of course, get Matrix of Evil. If you were to get three videos, I'd get Matrix of Evil, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and maybe Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove to take advantage of that $18 discount. $18 or $17.85 off the price if you were to buy them individually. I got my book for $12, Ascent into Tyranny, Watson's great book for $19.95, Pro Gun t-shirts, bumper stickers, Deception dollars, Infowars.com, or prisonplanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, and get the videos, get the books, get the material, support what we're doing, but mainly wake yourself and others up, fully educate yourself, so you're more armed psychologically, mentally, to fight the globalist. Third hour, your calls, ton of news straight ahead, absolutely jam-packed. Keep it locked in. Stay the course.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.